Oh, Hashem.
Okay. So we're holding in the Mishnah of Lozar Kapp, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. So Lozar Kapp, Makina, Vataiva, Covid, Matina, Sodom, and Oilam. So these three in Yanim are Moisar, and Oilam. So Mal says, Yesh Lishol, Matam, Elegim, Shemitil, and Oilam. The Im Kibivari, and the Haxas, Mamas, and Mamma, be sure. So the might have a bunch of Mishnayos that speak about Matin Sodom and Olam, and it sounds as if each one is is this the one that's Sodom, this one is Olam, and he says and each one, so he says that's not a kasha. Each one is it's another. Now, it doesn't say that there are three things that my son of Ilam. He would say three things, so he would be limiting. But he doesn't say a number before, just says these things that my son of Ilam. The bottom of the Alakash, Matam, I guess what he means to ask is, we have to explain each one why it's Matzias Sodom and Olam, and the fact that there could be other ones, it's not something that is a stereo kasha we're saying. The one thing, I guess, that one needs to explain, that he will explain, is internally. So if Rav Lozar Kapp would have just one midah, so it's okay, each one picks a midah that he thinks is bad. But he's saying three, so these three things are part of one parcel of issues. And we have to figure out what's that parcel of issues. What are the all parts of, or so on. So it doesn't need a hesber vis-a-vis the other ones, but it needs a hesber as to what's the Sarashava, or how all these three things Moitas Adam and Arlo. Dalecha, ki ha'odam shubal chai yesh lo nefesh. Va'nefesh hazois yesh lo koichas mechulakis. Sha'pa'alois ve'elu koichas pulas mechulakis. In this nefesh, you have different kohos that do different things. Ma'shubara l'may l'kam apamim. Because of a Rambam, Bakdama says Azois, Shesom Roish Roifim Haskola Sifroi Shanefasha Shalish. To pause about and talk about a different equity that he brings in over here. that I think needs a hesper. He's been from the Rambam, that the Rambam says that the person's inside is divided into three, but he said they're not really divided into three. There's one nefesh with three outputs. Like he says here, he's quoting the Rambam in Shmoneh Parakim. Avol hanefesh hi achas, rak sheyesh lo koyches mucholokos. Shepolo ze koyches ahim, polo ze mucholokos. Avol nefesh achas, rak sheyesh mucholokos. So the different parts of the person are really, the different sinus and so on of a person are coming from one sheresh. Now, the Rambam in Shmoneh Parakim says this, he seems to say it, he's very combative about it, he's very, very strong about it, that don't have something, it's three nefesh, it's one nefesh with three different branches and so on. So the Rambam himself, I can understand the way he's coming from over there, because he basically wants to keep everything as echad, just like a Shabbos is one, a person is one, and all these different halakim are shayach to, you know, the echad is not three nefashis, it can't be conjoined three nefashis, it would be a pgamet tzuras adam and so on. And that's something that is a, makes sense, it's, you know, over there in the Rambam. In the morale over here, it's hard to see why he's quoting the Rambam and getting so involved with it. It's the other way around. The Maral needs to explain that each one of these midas ros relates to a different aspect of the person's personality. So it is something that we're trying to identify the different personalities because we want to tell me different halakha of him. So why is he so gung-ho about it? He brings it down, he was all kashav, and so on. I'm curious why this was so important here. Because when I said tachlis, at the end of the day, the Maral is going to explain it based on the chilukim and so on. So I was thinking a little bit about generally the point of what he's saying, and I guess Rosh Hashanah is especially significant. The mitzvahs adam in the oilam is because every person has a certain pool. Every person has a certain chalik that within which he exists. Just like everything exists within a makom, and therefore it was something that has no makom. Heini gishuna yoyim yistapeach benachas Hashem, or not benotiya. Golos is like misa, because without having a makom that you're shayach to, it's like misa. So everything needs a makom. Everything also can only exist within the makom that Kadosh Baruch Hu was teichim for that person. So anytime the person tries to step out of his makom, since he's entering a makom that's not his, the person cannot thrive over there. So the person has in himself an appetite that's too big. So the person spreads himself to a place that doesn't belong. You know, like the Lashon Hara, Einav Nafas Ba'acher, you know, Nafas B'Dor Sheinu Shaloi. It's something which he looks out of his tchum, what belongs to him, sees it somewhere else. And b'meila, just like you need a makom to survive in, being in a makom that's not yours makes it impossible to survive. That's the normal mitzvahs of a person. So all these three inyanim over here, each one separately, is a type of yitzhiyam in oilam. Obviously, the taiva is the person wants more than he needs. Kina is the person wants that which is not in his tchum. Yeah, I'm looking at the other one, I want to conquer or take whatever's there. And the covet is something where the person is taking the world of ruchnias, bringing it down to the physical world, and that's, it's spoken many times before, in these three areas, the mitzina sodom in the oilam is sort of literal and a metaphor. It mitzina sodom oilam the sense that it's shigifa, it's mitzias, is to pull the person out of his plum, and what it does to a person is mitzias adam. That's, they both go hand in hand. They're exactly the same thing in the flip side of it. It's the person looking to be where he isn't and suffering the consequence of being in a market that he's not. That's the simple point of all these places, and that's more or less similar to what the Maharal said. I'd like to focus a little bit more on this nekuda of all the three being part of one nefesh. The when a person works on these three yanim, in other words, if a person decides sort of to do tshuva, whatever it is, so a person would go ahead and pick the different areas that he's deficient and find a tikkun for each one. So if a person feels he has a problem with shahara, he'll find some eitz lo shahara, he has a problem with taiva, he'll find a problem with taiva, and so on. That would be the mahalach that one would normally pick for working on it. Because the nefesh boils down to one sherish, that has to be that way, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is one, and therefore, at its very core, a nefesh will also be one. So we need to find a common denominator for these three inyanim if we want to deal it on the shereshit level. So the common denominator for dealing with all these inyanim is the herring that my mitzvah is within a makom. So long as I certainly have drives, ambitions, etc., and inquisitiveness, but just like the muscle for sichlius, it says that a person shouldn't be choike, what's lamala, what's lamata, what's afana, what's achera. A person has tchumim, and within that tchum, the person exists. He also, the person has a tchum, and he exists within the tchum. So if I'm to ask myself, what's the common denominator of all three nyanim, the answer would be makom, that every person has his makom, and that a person needs to be, I don't want to use the word sameach b'chalkoi, it's a little bit strange, but the person needs to hold himself to within his makom. That's the shayrish of all these three things. It's interesting when you contrast Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the contrast is on all. Many have found that this is the contrast. Yom Kippur, we are mefarid averis. Yom Kippur is a zman where fakat chui mochem devarim. That the more dibur and dvar a person has, the better it is. We say vidu with kaf dizaisius to enumerate all of the different eifanim which you did wrong, and listing it all, enumerating it all, is seen as being very, very positive. That's what tshuva should be. In Rosh Hashanah, there's a very, very big emphasis to be taken care only from the chelik, from the point. Because that's when I'm Mesa Karasi, but the point of where the thing goes out of the Balchai, where it carries the Shaif is attached to the Balchai and it goes outwards, that's an Akuda that we're actually speaking through. That's an Akuda of sort of Achdus of all the different Diburim that will come out of it. So we have what comes out of the Shaif is a Hachavas of the Per HaDibur, and the Mela, that expresses itself in the Kui Macham Dvarim, Shayfa itself, which Teichin is tshuva, is dafka with one coil. I mean, it doesn't have, it's a coil tshuva, that's all it is. Kiyah Shayfa is a tshuva. We have a limud that a tshuva needs to be escorted with a kiyah lefanat kiyachel. But the gufa coil is one. It's dafka from the tzad of the Shayfa that is completely, from the side of the Shayfa, that's the point, that's the Nakuda. We don't have any Harachas Diburim at all, Harachas Diburim about Chet or Tikkun. Everything comes through Dafka, just one Pula, one type of Amira, Dibur, that's the key of the Shayfa. And the reason is because this is Kenegad the Sheirish, and this is Kenegad the Chutz. In the Sheirish, in other words, we need to be able to declare that all Averis, you know, just like Averis need a tikkun by being makir each and every part of the Avera, and that's chashuv to be oimed on that nekuda, we also need to be oimed on the shirish of chataim. In other words, all chet has to come from one place, because just like all the fashas, and that's what the Rambam's point over there is, that all the fashas have to come from one shirish, because that's what Tzuras Adam is. It's one nefesh with many branches. So too, problems and the tikkunim that a person makes, we also need to understand as being coming from one shayrish outward, and there's a need to be oimed on each branch, and there's a need to be oimed on the shayrish. If we ask ourselves, what's the shayrish ashrashim of chet, we have to say, being teichem makam. The first chet, and he'll speak later about it, there's different shittas about what was the chet of adoration, but however you'll understand it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was toichem atchum, and he said, "Kol eitzah gal toichal nafnei tadaf." There's no specific indication of what the problem was. It's just that this was chutz atchum. What the way the Nachash egged on Adam was by telling him that you know, Kivisim Kelakim, there's a goal. Adam Rishon was Memalad and Hayabriya. He went from he stood 100 Amma, he was Makab and Hayabriya. The one Chinas Makam that he had was HaKadosh Baruch was on top of him. The one circle that was bigger than him was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Nachash pushed him that. And he said, you know, you're everything except Kelokim. You can push yourself out a little further and you will be Elokim. And he brings later, Maral brings about different, the machlekes of what Eitzav was. And he says each one is kineged, a different taikin, a taiva, a kavet. But the bottom line, all three also have a common denominator. That common denominator is the union of being teichem atchum. The malchus, the kabbalas, oil malchus shemayim rosh hashanah, it's a tikkun specifically for that. Because mitzvah the etzem bria, that the fact that Adam is a nivra means that no matter how big he is, he has a tchum. That somebody came before him. So the person's mitzvah is limited. And the hakara, in the core hakara of the relationship between Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that Adam needs to be in a certain tchum. It's not only that being in a certain tchum is a gevul and the person is limited, but the person must be in a tchum in for him to survive. That is part and parcel of the fact that he is a Nivra. So being a Nivra means that A, the person is mukbal, and that B, that he survives only from the Gvul. So so I think, I don't know if the morale immediately first, but the morale is bringing the Rambam's beginning, stressing that all the fashas are one, is that these three in Yanim are maybe very shirishik in Yanim. These three in Yanim are very, very shirishik in Yanim in terms of what the Metzias is, what Avera is. But these three have a common denominator in the fact that they're called Metzias and Menoylam. And since these three things, each one can have a different nefesh, so just like the Rambam says that all the fashas have a common sheirish, so this also Bal Kocha has a common sheirish, and Klapi the Chetchaboy also has a common sheirish. So in Mitzvah Gidrei Tshuva, even though Rosh Hashanah is not a time where we speak of Chatoyim and so on, but it is a Yom of Tshuva. It's the first of Tshuva, and Shefer, no matter how you cut it, by every description of Shefer, Shefer is some sense of Tshuva. Shefer is a much more sheirishtik desires of Tshuva and Tikkun than Vidui. So Vidui is, so just like the Marshal, if a person has a lot of noxious weeds growing in his yard. So the first thing is he makes sure he takes out all the weeds, but he also has to try to ask himself, why is it growing so many, why is this growing, what the soil here appeals to it, where is it coming from? Same thing if a person has all sorts of illnesses, so a person needs to treat each illness, but then he asks himself, what is it about my body that's allowing some illnesses to be how? So Rosh Hashanah is a much more subtle thing. We're not going to be looking, and that's why we don't detail any chatoyim and aveiros, but mitzad, the tikkun shabbai, recognizing a day of that when nivra is the pool of malchias, and it allows for us to be toichem el tchum as a nivra kapa mishpachu, and that being toichem el tchum is the opposite of mitzvah zarim ben oilam. If a person says, I have a Metzias, and no matter what I'll do, I can't guard a Metzias, I shouldn't guard a Metzias out of my Makim, and this is my Chias, that sets a person straight. Any questions?
No, it's good. It's good.
Okay.
Great. Okay.